Imagine walking into a classroom where a student has just disrupted the lesson. The traditional response might be immediate punishment, name on the board, detention slip, or a trip to the principal's office. But what if there's a more effective approach, one that doesn't just temporarily suppress behavior, but transforms it? This question lies at the heart of restorative education, a philosophy that's revolutionizing how we think about classroom management and student development. The fundamental difference between punitive and restorative approaches is their focus. While punitive discipline seeks to control through consequences, restorative practices build relationships and skills. When students feel connected to their teachers and peers, when lessons engage them meaningfully, problematic behavior naturally decreases. This doesn't mean students won't make mistakes, they will. The difference lies in how we respond to those mistakes. Think about your own experiences with punishment. Did it help you learn, or did it simply make you resentful and more careful about not getting caught next time? Restorative practices help students learn from mistakes and repair damaged relationships, treating behavioral missteps as opportunities for growth rather than occasions for punishment. Despite their prevalence, rewards and punishments fail to teach better behavior. They merely promote short-term compliance. Tangible rewards undermine intrinsic motivation by suggesting good behavior deserves compensation for an unpleasant obligation. Research shows that rewards tend to lead people to lose interest in whatever they had to do to snag them. As interest decreases, rewards must increase to maintain the same behavior. We punish students largely because we experienced punishment ourselves. Common punishments like loss of recess, when physical activity actually reduces problematic behavior, or public humiliation generate negative emotions that impede learning. Taking things away rarely improves behavior. Instead, it creates barriers to education. Most concerning are the consequences of exclusionary discipline like suspension and expulsion. These practices disproportionately impact Black and Native American children, students with disabilities, and males. Research shows 95% of suspensions are for nonviolent infractions like tardiness or defiance. These punishments harm not only suspended students, but create collateral damage, negatively affecting achievement of all students in punitive environments. Restorative practices rely on two foundations: strong relationships and engaging instruction. When these elements exist, behavior problems naturally decrease. Building trust starts with learning students' names, which shows students they matter. Understanding students beyond academics humanizes relationships and reduces harsh interactions. Home visits help teachers connect with families in their environment, improving communication and understanding of student behavior. Take Mario, a disengaged student whose life changed when his teacher and social worker visited home, shared soup with his mother, and showed belief in him. This connection put Mario on track to graduation and military service. For isolated students like Savannah, extracurricular activities can transform engagement. Her participation in YMCA water aerobics completely changed her demeanor. While relationships are vital, they must pair with effective instruction. Students with positive teacher connections may try to pay attention out of respect, but without engaging lessons, misbehavior remains likely. Purpose-driven instruction that connects to students' interests significantly improves engagement and reduces disruption. Academic success is inseparable from social and emotional development. Teachers who invest in students' social-emotional growth create environments where students feel safe to take risks and learn from failure. Research shows students with social-emotional learning programs achieve 11 to 17 percentile points higher than peers without such support. Empathy, identifying others' emotions and responding with care, develops early but needs nurturing. Self-regulation, suppressing impulses and considering consequences, grows when students practice making choices. Many behavior problems stem from underdeveloped impulse control. All people share three innate psychological needs: connection to others, mastery of skills, and autonomy. Fourth grader Diana demonstrated this when she transformed from a discipline problem to a well-behaved student after being trusted as the attendance monitor. At her conference, she tearfully confessed, "They really like me here. Nobody trusted me like that before." Similarly, ninth grader Randy explained his defiance. "I'd rather be bad than stupid. It's less embarrassing." Revealing how many students needing behavioral interventions actually require instructional support. Effective classroom management hinges on thoughtful rules that support both order and growth. The authors recommend three simple principles: take care of yourself, each other, and this place. Comprehensive guidelines that remain easy to apply. Educators' language profoundly impacts students' development. Identity-building statements help students examine their roles, while phrases like, "That's not the Robert I know," separate students from negative behaviors, acknowledging their true character. Class meetings and circles foster collective identity and connection. Circles, with chairs arranged inward without desks as barriers, prime students for interaction and accountability. Using these formations for positive discussions, not just conflict resolution, prevents students from associating them solely with discipline. Impromptu conferences help resolve conflicts before escalation. Rather than simply commanding students to stop misbehaving, teachers facilitate communication between parties. Nancy's peace table approach required written statements about the conflict, feelings, and perspective taking, a cooling off period that often resolved issues before formal discussion began. When serious wrongs occur, restorative practices take an educative approach that ensures students continue learning. The key principle is separating the deed from the doer, showing students they are valued while making clear their behavior is unacceptable. Research shows that people who are shamed and stigmatized for their actions are far more likely to reoffend than those who aren't. Instead of asking, "What are the consequences?" we should ask, "How will the student restore damaged relationships?" Restorative plans require offenders to acknowledge their behavior, apologize, express repentance, commit not to repeat the offense, and offer to make amends. Unlike typical school consequences, these requirements develop students' internal control mechanisms and empathy. For more serious issues, formal restorative practices involve structured dialogues between victims and offenders, sometimes including family members or other community stakeholders. These practices define justice as getting well rather than getting even. Students who feel hopeful and cared for achieve at higher levels. Throughout Better Than Carrots or Sticks, stories demonstrate this transformative power. Miriam, a socially awkward fourth grader who faced teasing and pushing, flourished through regular classroom meetings and circles. During a winter circle, she shared emotionally, "I used to get laughed at, teased, and even pushed. People said I was fat, that I was ugly and stupid. I hated going to school. Now I love it. My mom says that I even like myself now." Jordan, a troubled 10th grader involved in drugs, theft, and truancy, developed self-assurance through conferences and consistent support. She eventually recognized, "I was a handful, always trying to please the wrong people. But no one gave up on me. I had to face consequences, but wasn't shunned for what I did. I became a better me, and I'm proud of who I am now." The choice between punitive and restorative approaches isn't just about classroom management. It's about the society we want to create. When students feel seen, valued, and capable of growth, we don't just improve behavior, we transform lives.